Smiles are said to be contagious. Thanks to the University of Louisiana at Monroe's Beverly Jarrell, countless people in the Louisiana Delta have more reason to show off their smiles. As department head and program director of ULM's Dental Hygiene Department, Jarrell has dedicated four decades of service and tireless energy to promoting and ensuring oral health. She was recognized as a healthcare hero by Delta Style magazine for her devotion. Beverly Jarrell developed and implemented the program starting in 1972. Since then, she's touched the careers of more than 800 dental hygiene professionals. KEDM's Bob Lennox spoke with Jarrell earlier this morning.
Beverly, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you so much. Appreciate being here.
How did this recognition come to you? How were you nominated? Was it a letter of recommendation for this Healthcare Hero Award? How did that come about?
It's my understanding that our dean, Dean Denny Ryman, nominated me for this. And that's how it came about, as I understand.
There were various sections that were recognized by Delta Style through this?
Yes, and this section that I was honored for was for the educational section.
When you first learned that you would be recognized as a healthcare hero, what was your reaction?
Very surprised. I was very surprised. Yes, I was.
What does something like this mean to you?
Well, the recognition is I'm very humbled for this. I feel like I'm not the only one that should have received it because I have a lot of people that support me throughout the university, and I'm very grateful for them. I couldn't do what I do without their support.
The department head of dental hygiene, how long have you been in that position?
I've been here for 40 years. We started this program in 1972, and I have graduated classes since 1974. So we've probably graduated over 600 to 800 students during that time who are out there working in dental offices and maybe some other areas also in dental hygiene.
There were a number of individuals that were recognized for other fields as being healthcare heroes. What were some of the other issues that were addressed by this recognition?
There were a lot of other areas, and I know nursing, medicine, some of the other areas like GoCare and some of those organizations that have a lot to do with healthcare, and they were recognized also.
When we look at dental hygiene and the program here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, tell me about some of the advancements that have occurred recently in the program.
We have a new mobile unit that is traveling throughout the Northeast area to help those that are in need of dental care. This unit is now stationed, I guess you would say, at Morehouse School-based clinic. And prior to that, we were at the Morehouse Community Medical Center. And last year, we were at Jack Hayes, and we were working with students there. Also, we have a clinic at Riser Elementary Middle School, and our students rotate over there, and we clean the teeth of those students at that school. We have a clinic here on campus. We see approximately 2,000 patients a year here. It's open to the public, and anyone can come here and have their teeth cleaned.
The department has had a significant number of graduates. Share with us for a moment about the interaction between the college and those graduates, whether they be in dental hygiene or have gone into a related field since their time here at ULM.
They do talk with us. They come back as alumni. We have a dental hygiene association that they belong to statewide. And so we do talk with them very often. We have courses that we give here at ULM for continuing education. They come back for those. So we do see our graduates very often and communicate with them.
Being recognized as a hometown hero, Beverly, there has been a record of community involvement. We touched upon the mobile unit, but what does the department do for professional development in the area?
Well, the CE courses are very helpful to them as far as our graduates. We also do these for dentists. And we have three programs in the spring called Focus on Dentistry, where we get speakers to come in and speak here at the library conference room. And this is helpful to them because they are able to get CE credits. So the university does provide that. Today, we're giving an EDA course, which is extended dental assisting course, where they can do more things for the dentist in his office. And we have today 20 students over there going through that particular course. We also give an X-ray course for dental assistants so that they are trained somewhat in the didactic portion of the of X-ray. So those things we do for the community.
Beverly Jarrell is the department head of the Dental Hygiene Department at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, recently recognized as a healthcare hero in education by Delta Style magazine. Beverly, thank you for joining us today.
You're quite welcome.